In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bobby Blanco, MassinSports.com. Bobby, DJ Herz recalled, will start for the Nats tonight. What do we need to know?
Yeah, DJ gets back in the major leagues after, you know, his first half was kind of cut short. I think the Nationals sent him down earlier than I think people expected just because they wanted to give him a little bit of a break. I think it's been like 16 days since he last pitched in the majors. And, you know, he's going to go out tonight, get his first start of the second half. And, you know, Davey just talked about it, wanting to throw strikes. I mean, we've seen him throw strikes really effectively. Those two really strong outings, including that one where he struck out 13 batters. You know, when he attacks the strike zone, he's a very effective pitcher, but he's still so young and so raw, you know, not having pitched above double A before this year. So, yeah, I mean, I think this is an opportunity for DJ to kind of get a couple more major league starts underneath his belt, show the Nationals what he's got, but also work on some things. I mean, he's kind of a more long-term project than guys like Jake Irvin, Mitchell Parker, because he's still so young and so raw. But he's going to get another opportunity to do that tonight.
You mentioned Jake Irvin, Bobby. Last couple starts before the break, a lot of crooked numbers and bad columns. He was really good the other day against Cincinnati. What was the difference?
Yeah, I think, you know, the time off, I think, did him well, too. I think, you know, he was very upset with the way that his first half ended after being so strong throughout the first couple of months. But he just got back to pounding the strike zone. He made a couple of mistakes, obviously, the home runs. But, you know, after all that, he only gave up two runs and struck out seven over those seven innings. So I think getting back within the zone is something that obviously all these Nationals pitchers need to do. But especially with Jake, I mean, when he's being aggressive against both righty and lefty hitters, you know, he's super effective up there. And he's been the Nats' most effective and consistent pitcher this season. So another guy that I think that clearly benefited from some time off, rejuvenated his arm, isn't ready to go for the second half. And that's a good way to get off to the second half on Sunday.
The Padres are in town. It's hard as a Nats fan to hear Padres and not think about the Soto deal. Tonight, C.J. Abrams will be at short. For the first time, James Wood, since being called up, will play against the team that once traded him as well. Mackenzie Gore's not going to pitch in this series, but three of the best players on the big league club currently and two of the best prospects in the minor leagues all came over in that Soto deal. What do you make of the first game for Wood against his old organization and also just looking back at that trade?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why we're all kind of here tonight at Nats Park, looking forward to see how James does, especially after Sunday, right, after his heroics. The three-run home run in the eighth. I mean, he's proven himself that he can be a force up here in the National, with the Nationals at the major league level. You know, he was one of the top, if not the top prospect in that trade. Now taking the field with CJ against the Padres. Of course, James wasn't in San Diego when the Nats played them a month ago, so this is his first time facing his former team. And, yeah, I mean, we're also getting to trade deadline time of year, right? So it's kind of hard not for fans to not look back 2 years ago at that Juan Soto deal that, you know, completely uplifted this franchise and changed it, you know, for the near future and probably the long-term future, hopefully, in terms of, you know, Mackenzie, CJ, James, and then Robert and Susana being up here eventually. So, yeah, I mean, I wonder if it's going to be an emotional night for James. We've seen him handle all that kind of stuff very well, his debut, his first road trip, all that kind of stuff. He has had no problem with the spotlight, but I think the spotlight's definitely going to be on him tonight as he faces the Padres for the first time. He doesn't seem like a payback kind of guy, but you got to imagine that he's thinking about it. That first at bat he's going to take tonight against the Padres starter, who was actually also included in a Juan Soto trade, which is kind of interesting. So, yeah, big night here at Nationals Park for Wood and CJ.
Bobby, for Mackenzie Gore, who you just mentioned, only 10 innings combined over his previous three starts. A weird one the other day, only threw two innings, and the pitch count was a trillion .7. Numbers approximate there. What's going on with him? Looks like he's in a bit of a funk.
Yeah, and this funk has gone back until, like, June, unfortunately. You know, his last start before the All-Star break was in New York against the Mets, and he talked at that time being like, you know, how he's really looking forward to the break, kind of resetting, resting up, and kind of trying to figure out what was going on with him the past month. That obviously didn't carry over very well into his first start of the second half on Saturday. The pitch count has been kind of an issue all year. It obviously hasn't been an issue like it was on Saturday, lasting only an inning or two. But, you know, every time we talk about how great he is, you know, we always do say there is just that one inning where he's throwing too many pitches and it kind of derails his outing. So if he can figure out how to be more effective with his pitches, that's what I'm looking forward for McKenzie the rest of this season. Can he figure out what was going on? I think Saturday was more of an odd thing than anything else, an outlier, if you will. So hopefully he can get back to what he's been doing in the second half, but also figure out how to be more efficient with his pitches. Doesn't need strikeouts. He needs quick outs. He needs quick innings, get deeper into the game and be more effective. I think that's what the Nationals are looking for him for the rest of the year.
Bobby Blanco, MassinSports.com on our Beltway Blitz. You mentioned the trade deadline. Who do you think ends up getting dealt?
Yeah, I think Jesse Winker, Dylan Floro, and even Derek Law are easy guys to flip because they're on expiring contracts. They've got a good enough track record, especially Floro and Winker, that the team could probably use them. Derek Law has some underlying metrics that are worked for his favor, but obviously we know how he hasn't been very good with runners, inherited runners this year out of the bullpen. But then the big question marks are still Lane Thomas and Kyle Finnegan. I think Mike Rizzo showed that he's not afraid to trade guys who have another year of control when he traded Hunter Harvey before the draft. Kyle and Lane both fall under that category as well. You know, I'd be interested to see if, because, you know, we're expecting him to also trade Floro and maybe Law, does he hold on to Kyle Finnegan because they need somebody to close out games in the second half, especially if they're going to try to stay competitive and win more ball games than they have the past couple of years. But Lane is the one. I mean, we know the depth of the outfielders in the minor league system. We know Dylan Cruz is knocking on the door. You know, is he a little bit more willing to give up Lane Thomas because of that depth and because he has the extra year of control, can ask for a big return? I'll be interested to see if he's able to do that. And keep in mind, don't forget, we always talk about he traded an aging John Lester for Lane Thomas in the beginning. So anything he can get back from at this point is gold.
Bobby, thank you as always, dude. Talk soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, bro.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.